Good morning. My name is John Mark Nielsen, Executive Director at the Danish Immigrant Museum. This month, July 2012, I have been describing something of the Rabil National Park celebration of America's 4th of July. And as those of you who have listened each week know, that this is billed as the largest official celebration of America's independence outside of the United States. This year marked the centennial of that celebration, and so it was a wonderful affair attended by Queen Margrethe II and many, many other dignitaries from across Denmark and the United States. But today, what I'd like to share with you the biography of the individual who really drove the founding of the Rabil National Park and the Rabil National Park Society. His name was Max Henius, and he was born in Denmark on June 16th, 1859, in the city of Aalborg, which is just north of the Rabil Hills. He died on November 15th, 1935, after a serious automobile accident. But in 1881, he emigrated to the United States along with his Danish-born wife, Johanna Louisa Heiberg. He was a biochemist and was particularly interested in and specialized in fermentation. Now, it's kind of interesting because it was his father, Isidor Henius, a Polish immigrant to Denmark, who was a driving force in creating the Danish spirit the distilleries, Spiritusfabrika in Danish, which distilled the Danish akavit. And many of you may be familiar with the red label akavit, or the gold label akavit. And that was how Max Henius's father made his fortune. He made his fortune distilling the akavit, and his son could have gone into that business, but he was also he was a very intelligent man, and so did studies at the University of Copenhagen and became a biochemist. He came, as I said earlier, to the United States in 1881 and settled in the city of Chicago, and there he with another man by the name of Robert Vall, Max Henius and Robert Vall founded what was to become the American Brewing Academy and later the Vall Henius Institute of Fermentology. Now, settling in Chicago meant that they could provide fermentation services, particularly to the breweries, the many breweries that dotted the shores of Lake Michigan from Chicago up to Milwaukee. And so their institute, their academy, did specialize in training brewmasters in the fermentation process. But Max Henius is interesting for another reason, because in 1892, just ahead of the Great Columbian Exposition, the World's Fair in Chicago, in 1892, the children of Chicago were suffering from a typhus epidemic. And doctors, individuals, health workers in the city were trying to figure out what was causing the typhus. Well, it was Max Henius who discovered that the dairies in Chicago were using Lake Michigan water to water down the milk, to stretch it out, to sell more gallons of milk, and that they were taking the water from sources too close to the discharge of the sewers. And so, of course, that led to all sorts of changes in Chicago, and the intake structures were moved further out into Lake Michigan, and there was governance of the dairies. So that was an important part of his work, and his coming to fame is becoming noted as a Danish American. Well, as I said, he was the one, because of his both his inheritance from his father, but also from his leadership in the Danish American community in Chicago, that spearheaded the idea for a Rabold National Park and the Rabold National Park Society that has become a part of that. And I'll just tell you a little bit more about that next week on July 31st. Thank you.